today, bitches.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 2, episode 227. How is it going? Here we are.
Here we are.
The 29th of June as we're recording this. The end of all first half of the year.
That's wild.
I know. I was talking about this tonight over dinner that, like, I don't know, something about this time of year, something about being halfway through my maternity leave. It just has me all sorts of sentimental about the year is half over. My maternity leave is half over. Oh, what is time anymore? We've been home for a year and a half. Like, it just put me in a really, really weird headspace.
I understand. I've been in a weird headspace too all week. We're live for the patrons tonight, and I think the patrons have heard this, but it was while we weren't recording. My last day at my job is actually tomorrow, June 30th.
That's right.
Gosh, that felt so far away when you told us, and now it's like we're here.
It was, because to backtrack, insider knowledge, this all kind of started, was it like May 2nd or 3rd? May 3rd, the day before I went to New Orleans. And it was a whole lot of devastation and drama. And it was and we weren't supposed to really record that week. And I had told you girls, and I was like sitting stunned on my kitchen floor that all of this was going down and just like, I don't know what to do. And you guys were like, well, let's record tonight. And I was like, are you sure? Like, it's Monday. I don't want to. Amanda has this new baby. And you girls were like amazing. Like, you were there for me, you showed up, and I will never forget how grateful I was that we did that. But like, that was the Introducing Eden episode, which is why I personally feel like I was off the whole episode, because I was off. I was in no mental or emotional capacity to be recording a show at all that day. It was a long time ago, and it was 2 months ago, and Eden was a month old at that point, 3 weeks old. So here we are.
Here we are. Nice. You want to know something funny about that night?
Yes. Yes.
I thought we were just like Skyping for like happy hour and like a bitch session.
Never.
And then when I was like, oh, we're recording, I was like, no, that's cool too. But
right. I think that's how we had originally offered it. That it's just like, we can just like get on and chat and like just be the friends that we are.
Oh yeah, but, no, I didn't go to there.
Yeah, no, Colleen Ever, the consummate producer, is like, no, if we're gonna get on this thing, we're gonna have some content. Gotta feed the beast,
right? You know how like fitness people are like, never miss a Monday. I'm like, never miss a garage,
never miss a Tuesday,
never miss a Tuesday. There we go, episode title: Never Miss a Tuesday. Oh, anyway, yeah, it's been a rough.
Yeah, I actually like, I set up downstairs on my couch, and like Frank was in the living room and stuff. And then when I realized we were recording, I was like, "Oh, one second, scene change." Like went upstairs.
I'm so sorry. See, that's how like of it I was that day. That like, I just had no concept of anything other than my own misery, which makes me kind of a shitty person. But
no, not at all. Not at all.
You got a hit with a big blow.
Not at all.
It's a story for another day. Not today. Not today. I need some more rearview mirror. But yeah, it's gonna be really weird. But the good news is I've had 3 job interviews already, and I had another one today, and I've got 2 more on Thursday.
Damn.
Told that making it work.
That's awesome, dude. I'm so impressed with how many interviews you've gotten.
I've been lucky.
In such a quick amount of time, too. Yeah, like, it really hasn't been that long. Like, that's a lot of interviews.
I cried my way through New Orleans, made my decision, and then that Thursday in New Orleans, Jay was like, dude, like, you gotta stop. This is crazy. Like, you know, you're not a quitter. Don't, whatever. So anyway, I woke up that Friday and just started, like, reaching out to my contacts, and Anyway, I'm also fortunate that we're at the end of a pandemic where apparently everybody is hiring. So it was just
that is true.
Somewhat fortunate, like, stroke of luck that it was a point in time where everyone was making career changes and there's open places everywhere.
Yeah. But you're also setting a good example of why it's important to make contacts and connections and how to work. And you're just a great example of how to work your network.
Which I've always been terrible at. And you are the person that has always inspired me, Amanda, because of that story that you told on the show like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, how you got your current job where you had originally said no. And then they you held your own and they came back to you later. And I've always thought that, like, it's about the impression you make and the respect that you give. And you hopefully, you know, the universe returns that to you. And I've thought of that for the last 2 months. So,
oh, that's nice. I was going to say it couldn't have been networking because I am terrible in networking. I am a bad example of how I am a great example of what not to do when it comes to making connections and networking. But
yeah,
but yes, knowing what you're worth and knowing what a competitive salary is in your industry is really invaluable.
Yeah. And, you know, we are for my last day. They were like, do you want to go to lunch? And I was like, no, I want to do it up old school. I want to go to the movies and I want us to eat lunch, go to the movies and drink beer. And because we always do a team building thing every summer. And last year we couldn't do it, but, you know, since 2016. 2016 is the first time that we did the movies, the lunch, the movies thing during the day as like a team building day. And I missed doing it last year. So when they were like, what do you want to do for your last day? And I was like, how do you all feel about the movies? And they were all like, great. And then there was this little issue where I was like, but the only thing is I want everyone to agree on the movie because there's not a lot of movies out right now. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't all agree on a movie because I was like, Fast and the Furious 9? Fuck yes. But we also wanted to see it.
That doesn't even sound like a real movie.
It is and it's not at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, then we were like, Cruella. And, you know, somebody else had seen Cruella. So we ended up just going through and landing on a movie that comes out tomorrow that I have never heard of before. It's called Zola.
And yeah, dude, that's supposed to be great.
Is it? Because here's the description and none of us had heard it. And I read it out loud. I was like, this is our last chance. And everyone was like, yeah, this description sounds like us. So here it is. Zola, a Detroit waitress, strikes up a new friendship with a customer who seduces her to join a weekend of dancing and partying in Florida. What at first seems like a glamorous trip full of ho-ism rapidly transform into a 48-hour journey involving a nameless pimp, an idiot boyfriend, some Tampa gangsters, and other unexpected adventures in this wild seed to believe it tale. And as soon as I saw ho-ism in quotes, I was like, I'm in.
I'm actually shocked you don't know this one, because this movie actually came out of a Twitter thread.
No way.
Yeah. So, like, that's the big buzz around this movie. And I'm actually shocked that it's not in the byline or the elevator pitch for it, because that's everything I've been hearing about this movie, is that it originated from a Twitter thread, and it's the first of its kind.
No way. So, like how that Kevin Smith horror movie came out of a podcast where he like was telling the story during the podcast and was like, I should make a movie of this.
Yeah, basically that Zola, I think, was the tweeter. And yeah, so apparently it was like a big thing. I'm not on the Twitter. So
that is crazy. Okay,
but yeah. Well,
now I'm going to look that up. I'm very excited. Anyway, enough about me. How are you?
I got my first pedicure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so
It was
bummed.
Great, right?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm so jealous.
Them.
Yeah.
I mean, my verdict is that I had a gift certificate for $50. The pedicure was $50. I had to pay a tip. But, and, you know, I guess it's like, whatever, but
it was just a pedicure for $50.
Yeah. I wondered what the price points were, but like in Monterey, everything is horrendously overpriced.
But do they do like the extra little thing on the heel?
And the heel and the all that?
Do they put like saran wrap pumice on your heel?
Yeah, the saran and the pumice and all
that. I feel like that usually costs more.
She pumiced me a little bit, but it's not. And she was, it was funny because she was like a little bit shocked at the state of my feet, but like they still. They still need more pumicing, so I don't, and they're still peeling. Like my whole foot on the bottom is peeling.
That happens to me sometimes too. More so when I get a manicure, that like my fingers just start to like snakes. So
oh no, this was from before. This is okay. Damage from the.
every time you say pumice, I'm like pumice. I got the pumice from Friends. When no one's ready, where Phoebe gets the hummus, she's like,
hummus.
I got the hummus.
Yep. I'm with you now.
Don't remember it, but sure, I've seen it, but I don't remember that episode.
I love that episode too. So I'm surprised it took me so long to like, I just think it's a cool idea that everything happens in the bottle episode.
That's in real time where it wasn't in real time because as we learned in the reunion, what's his face dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, but it was nice. Honestly, like I took off time from work for it too, which was like, so I don't know. So it did actually cost me some things. Whatever, you know, I was unimpressed. I'm not going to say it was bad. I just like, I can't personally see myself spending like my own actual money on something like that. So again, like glad I had the gift certificate. And so the gift certificate I was originally going to use on a massage, but now it looks like their only option for massages are like $120. So like, yeah.
Like you kind of just went to a crappy spa. Like everything is like overpriced because a $50 pedicure, they should be doing a little more than just like
it took like basic. An hour.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know what to expect. But
they usually give you the wine because it takes a while.
And they did not give me wine.
Yeah.
I did get to read, which is, you know, I'm always down to like have some time to read, but like, you know, I don't need to pay $50 for it. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are other places that are cheaper, but it's just like a normal place here. Again, Monterey is ridiculously overpriced.
Oh, as Ro said in the chat, the hot wax on your heels. I love that.
I've never done that.
I don't think there was hot wax.
I've never.
It doesn't sound, you would know if you got the hot wax.
Yeah. The fanciest pedicure I ever got was with the saran wrap on the heels.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that because I go a long time in between pedicures. So that's what really gets the heel cracks like, out.
My thing for me too was like literally the next day I went on a hike. And so like what's the point?
To be fair, you went on a hike in sandals, it looks like.
Yeah. I did go on a hike in sandals. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is the alternative like would it have been better if I was wearing hiking boots and then
your feet wouldn't have been less
hard on my feet. On the contrary, that would have been harder on the paint job.
No,
because you wear socks. But see, it's different than when you're just painting your own nails. That like, yeah, if you're just that's doing better. A coat of nail polish yourself, like, yeah, of course, that'll kind of be rough.
It's a better paint job than if I had done it by myself, but I can still do it myself, you know, for $0 instead of $50. It was very weird to have somebody else cut your toenails. I have not had that experience since I was probably a baby.
Such a release.
I always play a game with myself to like try not to accidentally kick them because my reflexes are so strong.
When they do the massage for me, when they do the pumice on the, it's not the heel or the, it's like the this part
of and like in the arch of your foot,
mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. The arch of my foot. That's when I'm like,
yeah, same. It's like I have to like actively tell myself to like hold still and be careful, like. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to kick somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always my right. I think it's my right is more, like, I can, if they start with the left, I can deal with it. But when they move over to the right, I'm like, I'm like a dog that you're petting. And they're like,
no, that's real. That's real. To be more ticklish on one side over the other. That's, yeah, that's a real thing.
Oh, man. I was thinking about getting a pedicure on Friday because I don't have anything for Friday and we're driving to New York.
Well, I do hope that you enjoy it. And I understand if it's your thing. But I just personally, I'm just like, yeah, I'm good.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Well, it's just a lot of money. Like I was telling Frank, if it cost like, if it was like $10, then, you know, maybe it's something I would do more often.
So,
but like $50?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Plus tip?
Like,
that's, yeah, that's a lot. I living in a place that is also overly priced for just about everything, I even think $50 for just a standard pedicure is too
I've
much.
Never paid more than $30 for a pedicure. Or 35 maybe.
Yeah, I think I've done like the really fancy ones.
Yeah, for 35.
I think once I paid like $60 for one because I didn't realize I was getting like the super fancy one because I didn't quite understand what
right,
the woman was saying
to
me.
Menu and they're all like kind of called the same thing. And if
right.
you don't point to it, then they're just going to give you what they want.
Yeah, it was like a little lost in translation. And this was, I don't know, probably 10 years ago. So I was just like this.
Yeah.
Very awkward about it. I was like, oh, 8 years old, my money. I'm poor. I can't afford this.
Yeah. My sister, so on Long Island, you can get a mani-pedi combo for $25.
Oh, wow.
Okay. See, that seems more reasonable.
Right. So in that case, I think my mom and one of my sisters will do the extra massage time or the hot stone thing because it's not a...
Ooh, that's nice.
That sounds nice. I can get behind a $25 getting your feet and hands. That feels like you're getting your money worth. But I didn't. I mean, again, I felt like I got my money's worth because basically I paid $10, but plus 2 hours of time off. But
yeah.
It was okay. And I will defend the hiking in sandals. Like it was really hot, and the trail wasn't like.
But you're not worried about
you know wet or anything.
The support on your...
Oh, those sandals have great support. And then, you know, and then your calves get stronger, too.
I don't know. I'm too clumsy. That's how I stub my toe and very badly hurt myself.
Oh!
Yeah, I can't do it. It's got to be a very flat, well-trailed trail for me to wear a sandal.
Well-trailed
trail. Yeah, I don't know what you actually call that, you know, where it's...
A well-trodden... A well-beaten path.
Yeah, the well-beaten path, a.k.a. the path most taken, the road most taken.
Yeah, that. I need
give
that.
Give me the path most trodden.
I need like one step above paved. Or one step removed from paved.
No, you need like the fake asphalt that like, you know, gives. Like they want to put in the playground.
Well, that's, you know, it's like the trails that you can take little kids on and it's basically like
if
sand.
They fall, they'll bounce.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like very, not woods.
Rohit said, I'm so ticklish, I have to dig my nails into my palm not to laugh or squirm. I wish I could even do that. Well, awesome, Shani. I'm still treating you to a manicure or pedicure when you come here.
Okay, as long as it doesn't cost $50, because I don't want you to be out $50.
I won't. Don't worry. I'll find a spot, please.
Next up is a facial.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Yeah,
I had one
or a manicure. There's all of the things. Never had any of the things, so.
Yeah, manicures I don't miss so much. If I had to pick between the two, pedicure all the way.
Yeah?
The experience of it is also just so much more enjoyable to me. Because, again, my hands start to, like, peel probably a day after I get a manicure. So it does feel a little wasted to me because then it's like you're like, one day it looks really nice. And then the next day I look like a snake. I don't know what it is about my body. It is just a weird reaction my body has to manicures.
Do you think it's because you were allergic to the nail polish?
Oh. No. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's because they when they push your cuticles back, I think it like starts a chain reaction of like,
Yeah.
My skin just.
That is interesting. The body is so weird.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
Yeah. Mm. Not me. But I've always been a cuticle biter, so I think they're just like, happy to Ooh. Not meet my teeth.
Yeah, maybe they. Different strokes.
Exactly. How about you, Amanda? How is life?
Exhausting.
Exhausting. Okay.
It's very hot here. My baby won't sleep. But we had a really nice weekend. Met up with some friends that I haven't seen in person in over a year. You know, hashtag pandemic life. We both have kids now, and we
crazy. Didn't
the last time we saw each other.
That is crazy.
So that was really fun, and the two babies got to meet each other, and it was super, super adorable. And yeah, so that was really fun. But it was a long day, because then after that we went to Daniel's friend, moved kind of around the corner from us actually, and they had a housewarming. So then we went to that. So it was a really long day for her. So she just kind of couldn't hang at a certain point, and we kind of, you know, rookie parents left her, you know, had her out too long. And so, you know, maybe we're still recovering from that. I don't really know. But yeah. But yeah, it's really hot here, and I'm really looking forward to the heat breaking so that we can go outside and do fun things again. We've been just trapped in our apartment because it's really, it's really been too hot to go outside.
Yeah.
I tried to take her out for a quick walk this morning so she could like see daylight. And at like 8, I think we went out like 8:45, 9-ish this morning, and it was already 84, but felt like 87. Ugh. So it was a very short-lived walk.
Oh, my God. It must be warm, like, because it hit 93 here, but it didn't hit 93 until the afternoon. And granted, in New York, the hottest part of the day is the middle of the day. Here, the hottest part of the day is, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm pulling up the Weather Channel app right now, and it says it's currently 87, but that it feels like 94.
That's crazy.
It's been rough. And I don't know if you just heard the loud boom. There's fireworks going off. Like it's insane here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Wow. I was in Marco Island this past weekend, and it was very
nice. That's right. It looked beautiful.
It was really pretty. And I need to do an Instagram or post if I get around to it. I took so many pictures that, you know, sometimes just going through them, it's like,
I hear that. I still have pictures from our trip to San Francisco and Seattle from 3 years ago that I haven't like edited or dumped off my camera. I probably won't at this point.
Yeah, right. Roe points out Brooklyn. Yeah, we hear Brooklyn. Brooklyn's fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. I can see them. I can see the fireworks from my house.
Hey, speaking of, in a minute, we're going to get to that. And I am really excited about it. But yeah, no, it was really fun. So my sister and my brother-in-law's family have a house and condos there. So we stayed at one of the condos, and it was pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I love the water, and I love the water there because it was warm and I was able to go right in without being freezing cold. And I think that I stayed in the water and played in the water longer than my children did.
No shame there.
No shame.
So wait, remind me, is Marco Island Gulf Coast side or is it?
Southwest Florida.
Okay.
It was really nice. So yeah, good times. But now that you've alluded to episode titles, okay, so I'm really excited about this. Okay, so I had asked you guys a couple weeks ago to give me your favorite episode titles, and we waived the amount that you could give. And I don't know if you guys want to read your favorite ones before we get into this, but essentially what I did is we have 45 episodes, right, for the year. We each submitted approximately, hold on. I excelled the shit out of this, guys. Like, I'm not kidding.
A generous interpretation of 5.
Yes, it was a generous interpretation of 5. Shandy submitted 15. Amanda submitted 13. It's okay, it's okay.
You know, 10 honorable mentions.
You did. I submitted 12. So anyway, I don't know if you guys want to read yours. But essentially, there out of 45 episodes, there were only 10 episodes that appeared twice, like two out of three lists, and two episodes that appeared on all three lists. Would you
That's
like
amazing
to know?
To me.
I know, it's crazy to me too, because I was like, I thought as I'm going through this, I was like, surely everybody loves the same episode titles as I do. And this is from season five. And I feel like these are probably the most guessable ones. Do you guys have any guesses of the two episodes that all three of us listed as our favorite titles?
Let me go back and look again at my list.
I don't, yeah, I didn't think to pull up my list.
Is this from, are they on my top five? Or is it from my 15?
It's from the 15.
Hmm.
I don't think any of them actually.
Charcuterie in the street, Lunchable in bed.
That is one of them.
That's just a good one.
It is a great one. Which, you know, Kayla texted me too today. She was like, it should be Lunchable in the sheets. And I was like, I know, but guess what? We fucked it up. I don't know what to tell you.
We're trying to do something else with it, okay?
I was thinking of the Usher song.
Exactly.
She, you know,
young and doesn't know. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, bringing it back to, what is that, like 2004?
2003, 4, which, by the way, he is making a Confessions 2. He's making a sequel to that album, and I'm very excited about it.
Ooh. Wow.
Even though like he's also
17 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. You know, the dude that has his own currency in his strip club that he owns.
I'm sorry, what?
Usher has his own strip club, and I guess as a promotion or something, within it, he, like, created his own currency.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a thing. Google it. Yeah.
Cool.
Rich people, man. They can do right. whatever they want.
Basically.
So, okay, yeah. So, the Lunchable charcuterie is one. Can anybody guess the second one? It's also another gimme.
Is it I Can See Tomorrow from My House?
It is not.
Damn. Although,
both you and Shandy put that down, and I did not.
Really? Why wouldn't you put that down? That's so good.
I don't know. I just didn't. I don't know. I put the Glorious RBG down, and neither of you did.
Oh, I thought I'd maybe. I thought I'd put that on my like sentimental.
What about 5 years with hers?
You and I both had 5 years.
I didn't put that down.
Amanda, your sentimental one is actually this was on the list. So if you hadn't done this as a sentimental one, like had not done those, like then this would not be on it. This is one of your three sentimental ones.
Oh, so it's Roar.
Roar, yep.
Oh.
So, all right. Do you want to go through your list real quick? And then, so essentially what I did was I pulled out the 10 that appeared on two lists, two out of three lists, and then the eight that appeared on two out of three, and then the two that we just talked about. And I created a quiz out of them. But if you want a real quick run down your list, I'm super cool with that too.
I feel like we should do it after, because I feel like it might be kind of fun to like play this game.
Perfect.
Like,
let's do it.
Sort of in the dark.
Okay. So I hope you guys, you know, don't hate this. I had a lot of fun making these up. But I have to say also before we start that my favorite episode of last year, I think, was Come and Vote. Do you guys remember what we talked about on the episode?
Not a thing.
It was voting? It was last October. I think it was October. But we had made the declaration in between the broad topics and like the other very heavily current events stuff we were talking about that we were going to do a show that was totally like current events politics free. And we spent the whole first half of the show making fun of Stephen Miller for getting COVID.
Like you do.
Yeah, yeah, like you do. We read all the tweets from that part, that, like, you know, Twitter party. And I just had a great time doing that. You know, Stephen Miller, who will forever be known to me as, shut the fuck up, Stephen. Thanks,
Bill. That was a great little piece of news from the week.
Oh, I know. If anybody isn't out there, yeah. Essentially, there was a meeting at the during the Black Lives Matter protests or whatever, and Stephen Miller was like, it's like a war zone out there. The cities are burning. And General Milley just is like, shut the fuck up, Stephen. And it's the best. It's the best.
Accurate.
I know. And we also talked about this. So Come and Vote is the free sex toys. Like, they were giving out vibrators or whatever.
Oh, right.
Montana. And that's where that...
Right!
Wow,
Bozeman,
I've forgotten all about that.
Mm-hmm. And then we also talked about...
What fun that was.
So, which is how I remembered it was in October. Anyway, okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. So this is one of the both Shandy and I had put down this next one, and that is Here Comes Jason's D. It's from July 3rd, 2020. Here is the episode description. Amanda saw something delightful. Oh, actually, wait. Nope. Sorry. Just kidding. I just gave away the answer. That was a question. All right. Here's the question. What is the episode description for this episode? Spoiler alert. I just gave it to you. So, A, Shandy has some breaking news. Amanda and Colleen unintentionally have the same news. And thanks to Maggie, we watch and discuss the trailer for season 4 of The Handmaid's Tale. We also brainstorm new merch ideas and discuss things that no one told you about being adult, and go over advice from people in their 40s that give to people in their 20s. That's A. B, Amanda saw something delightful. Shandy's done polls. And Colleen has a rant against people who refuse to wear masks. They also have some conspiracy theories to discuss. Or C, women inventing dishwashers and being pirates. On this episode, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen talk about women who have made important contributions to society but never get any credit or recognition for it, and things that were cool to do 10 years ago but aren't today, such as Netflix queues and mirror selfies, describes Here Comes Jason's D, which I believe was live with the patrons because that was a JP original. I think, or maybe Matt. It could be both of you. Sounds like something you both would team up to do.
Jason's D.
Well, because you gave it away, it's B.
It's B.
But I feel like listening to all those descriptions, I'm like, I have the worst memory ever, because I was like, I don't remember any of that stuff. So sounds like we had a great time.
The first one actually comes from episode 5.1, Almost a Full Hand. And the next one comes from, I didn't write the episode number down, but it was Likes Mirror Selfies. And don't worry, they're all different questions. They're not all described this one. The next episode was one that both Shandy and Amanda put down, and it was episode 5.9, If It Quacks Like a Feminist.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And feel free in the chat to answer away. Okay, If It Quacks Like a Feminist, August 30th, 2020. Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, here we go. I don't know why I keep reading the wrong part, but I did not spoil anything there. spoiler alert, all three of us were on that episode. Anyway. here's the question. What is the origin of this episode title, If It Quacks Like a Feminist? A, we got our first incel troll. B, we heard Ben Shapiro's response to the WAP video. Or C, we were inspired by the season 4 trailer for The Handmaid's Tale.
You said this was from August?
Mm-hmm. When did WAP come out?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out, if it was Handmaid's Tale or WAP. I guess it couldn't have. Maybe it could have been Handmaid's Tale, because they did do an early trailer to let us all know that they were going to come back when they could start shooting again. Because I sort of skipped a season because of the pandemic.
Right. Can we get some help from the chat?
Yeah, seriously, the chat is super quiet. Guys, help us out, man. Okay, Matt thinks it's A. What was A again? I can't remember.
It was the WAP one.
No. It was WAP.
A is we got our first incel troll. B was we heard Ben Shapiro's response to the WAP video.
Right, B was WAP.
And C was Handmaid's Tale trailer.
Okay. I mean, I'm good with what Matt said.
Okay, fine. We'll go with Matt. A.
That's what Matt said.
That's what Matt said. Usually doesn't steer us wrong.
Very true. Well, he is correct. It was our first incel troll. So the origin behind that was the episode before that, 5.8, was, which I can't believe that this was almost a freaking year ago, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we had called it Feminism is WAP. And somebody took issue to a story that I told about one of my children at the beginning of that episode.
Right. I do. Yeah, I remember this now.
Fucking triggered as fuck. So we then, you know, just kept talking about feminism shit to re-trigger that person that I had blocked so he would never hear it again. But still, we had fun. so, yeah. All right. Episode number 3. This is from Homegrown American Candy Corn episode 515. That is something that Amanda and I both selected as favorite titles. It's from October 23rd, 2020. The question is, which of the following was not talked about in this episode slash in the running for episode title? So I'll give you three choices. Two of these choices were talked about in the episode and in the running for episode title. And one of them was not.
Okay.
So here we go. A, you never go full Tubin. B, White Claw McCroy, Bird Detective. Or C, What's a Cuck?
Maybe C. I want to go C, no? I mean, B was definitely in the running.
Yeah, that was 100% of the running.
What was A again?
You never go full Tubin.
That was definitely one too, so it has to be C.
Yes, it was C. C.
Ding, ding, ding.
C actually comes from episode 5.10, Doom and Gloom with a Happy Ending, in which we taught Amanda what a cuck was. I'm not smart enough to make any of these up on my own. I just simply flip through the notebook and
the magical notebook reveals itself.
Selected other things that I had suggested. All right, episode 518, Roar, November 13th, 2020. In this episode, Shandy quizzes Amanda and Colleen about something. What quiz do you administer to us? Is it A, complete the Disney song lyric, B, French and Disney song knowledge, or C, guess what type of Karen we are?
Definitely B.
Yeah, but we definitely did A at some point.
Oh, we did all three at some point.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
That's hard. I'm like, I remember B.
I don't know if you remember, we had an episode title once called Wine Karen.
Oh, that's right.
So then it must not be the Karen one.
So here's what I'm going to say. I feel like the other quizzes we all took together, but I definitely gave you the French quiz for pronunciation reasons.
You are correct. We did take the other two quizzes together.
Nice.
And the Karen one was, to be fair, wasn't the very end of episode 4. It was at the start of the pandemic, but it was like
the before times.
I
can't remember anything that happened in the before times.
I can't either. I had to make like manuals for my jobs, like, you know, kind of cheat sheet things, and it was real hard to remember some of the like before time stuff because I was like, well, we're going to the after times and I really need to make these.
So here's how you did it before. Here's how we did it over Zoom. Right. Figure it out.
Right? So I ended up just like, you know, being like, if virtual, then blah, blah, blah. If in person, then blah, blah, blah. Knowing full well that the virtual stuff is only going to be like, you know, good for another like 2 months. But anyway, okay. The next question. Episode 519, Charcuterie in the Streets, Lunchable in the Bed, November 20th, 2020. Which broadcast favorite feminist icon does Colleen try to impersonate during this episode? A, Ben Shapiro, B, Donald Trump Jr., or C, frozen fish heir Tucker Swanson Carlson?
Oh my goodness.
Whose voice do I try to impersonate?
Ben Shapiro.
Nicely done.
I don't think it's the first time I tried to do a Ben Shapiro voice. But it might be the only time it wasn't edited out.
So I had to go up and go look up who that was because I was like, I don't know who this person is.
Who? What is Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, I didn't know who. I had never heard that name before. Thankfully, I lived in blissful ignorance that like this troll existed
before the WAP video because he's
exactly. That was the first I had ever heard of this guy.
Yeah. Life is better without him,
right? Like, who is this clown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a clown.
I still don't really know who he is. Is he just like a YouTuber? Like, why do we care what he has to say?
No, he's just a podcaster and a whatever. Like, he's trying to be like the next, our generation's Rush Limbaugh, except he's, you know, doesn't smoke 20 packs of cigarettes a day deny that lung cancer is a thing and be an, I mean, no, he's an overall horrible person. It's just, you know, our generation's overall horrible person.
A horrible person for our time.
Totally. Likes to trigger the libs. Never has made his wife have an orgasm. Remember the whole thing with him? He was just like, this wet ass pussy thing. This wet ass pussy thing is kind of like, I mean, it's like a medical emergency. I asked my wife. She was. That's not
so utterly undeserving of any more of our time and energy.
Okay, moving on, because we are halfway done. Next episode is A Woody for Christmas, which is something that Shandy and I both picked as favorite episodes.
Which is a good one. I considered that one, but my list was already getting a little long.
Fair. Okay, this was December 2020, and here is the description, and the question is based on the description. It's the best D of the year. What does Colleen's son want for Christmas this year? Amanda gives us a lesson in paper shredding. Shandy's Christmas miracle arrived in the mail. The broads have been busy watching holiday movies in preparation for next week's episode. There's also holiday shopping tips and some bad news about one of our favorite yearly segments. The question is, what was that bad news?
Oh my God. So my first question actually is, what was my Christmas miracle that arrived in the mail?
Your clottering thingy came.
Oh, right.
That was a Christmas miracle.
That was a Christmas miracle. What a heartwarming tale.
Thank you for reminding me of the thing that I said and lived. Okay, what was the... Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
A yearly tradition?
A bad news about one of our favorite yearly segments. What was that? Oh, bad news?
It was the porn writing.
Oh, that's right. That's
the
right.
Awards.
They weren't getting erotic fiction. The bad erotic fiction.
Close. You got to answer it. Close.
Not this year in bad porn. No.
Yeah.
Bad blank in fiction.
Bad sex in fiction.
There you go.
there it is. Like mine better. Porn books.
All right. Next one, episode 528, Licky Stickies and Bloaty Floaties, which was something that I believe that was me and Shandy also had put down.
Love it.
Okay.
I do enjoy it, though.
So, as we know, the episode's description for this is, what if the person who named the walkie-talkie named a whole bunch of other things? Let's find out.
It's so funny. Right. That just really gets me.
I know.
Oh, that was fun.
So
I forgot how fun that was.
Well, here's the good
news. Maybe I would have picked that one if I remembered that that's what it was about.
The good news is the fun continues. You're right.
Oh, hooray!
Same rules apply. What's a steak knife?
A cutty hardy. A Sharpie. A Sharpie slicey.
Close.
It'd be like a steak. Something like
knife.
Right. There's like moo. Like a slicey moo moo. A moo moo slicer.
I believe slicey dicey was one, to be fair.
Slicey dicey.
Do you give up? Because there's two more.
Yeah. I
give up.
Yeah, I probably should.
It's a meaty eaty.
Oh, meaty eaty. I was too focused on the cutting and less focused on the meat.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. The next one is, what's a fart?
A smelly willy. A flappy.
A stinky.
Ooh, a stinky pinky.
I'll give you a hint. It does have to do with, you know, the
wind
part it comes out of.
Oh.
So it's not a butt.
A booty tootie.
There you go. You got it.
Nice. Because
I knew in my soul it was tootie. Oh, so I couldn't figure out what.
So the reason I selected this one is we're on the airplane on Wednesday night going down to Marco Island. And Alex is like, you know, on like this performative tear, right? And at one point, we're about to take off, and he goes really... And, oh, and the people in front of us are listening and reacting very verbally. And at one point, Alex goes, I have to go poo-poo! And I was like, well, Alex, we're about to... We're literally taxiing on the runway. I was like, we're about to take off. Can you hold it in? Like, I'm sorry. I could... The people in front of me are snickering. And he goes, I can hold it in, but I just tooted real loudly. I just tooted though. And the three people in front of me burst out laughing so loudly. And I was like, all right.
He had a tooty booty.
He had a booty tooty.
That's now what we're gonna call them in my house.
A booty tooty.
Yep.
When Zach was born and my aunt, my grandma came down when he was like 3 weeks old and he pooped and my aunt was like, oh, you got a poopa caca.
Also longest, good.
Really good. For the longest time, we were like, oh, you got a little poopa caca. A little poopa dici, a poopa caca.
And I was like, gotta love a good Italian aunt.
I was like, yeah, you've never been an Italian mom, but you sure have picked up on the Italian mom lingo.
Yep. Did she happen to be holding a wooden spoon at the time?
Oh, so funny.
She was stirring sauce while she said it.
All right, well, let's see if you guys can get the last one. And then there's a very good chance that that will also be in the running for episode titled The Two of Us Together. Here we are. Because they're up our alley. Okay. What's a sperm bank?
Oh, gosh.
I'll get you. Let me know when you want a hint, and I'll give you one of the words.
I mean, how vulgar is it?
It's in the middle. It's not like, you know.
It's not like a spermy germy.
It's not a spermy germy or a jizzy fizzy.
That's the icon with, yeah. Yeah. I was like, are we going like jizzy something or?
A busy jizzy? No.
Yeah, I want a hint. I seem to do better with hints.
Bank is appears in some form in it.
A spanky banky.
Close.
Banky spanky.
Close. Go further down the alphabet. Banky is one. Further south than spank, than S.
S-T-U-V.
But still with an S?
Oh, wacky?
Oh. Close.
What?
A wanky banky?
Yes!
A wacky banky?
It's a little British.
What makes sense?
A wanky banky.
So I could put that in the running for episode title, Booty Tooties and Wanky Bankies.
Awesome. Anyway.
All right. Sorry, everybody in the chat. Yes. Cum drum. Matt was close. Matt says a cum drum in the chat. And then Ro was trying to help you guys out. Wank. Oh, so close, everyone. Maybe I need to add sperm bank to the next time we do a... That's what she said.
Yes. Yes.
That could be very fun.
Yes.
All right, home stretch here. Number 531, other names for Larry Combe poop, and that was something that Shandy and I also had, I think. Yes. Okay. During this episode, other names for Larry Combe poop, we, you know, typed in other names for ... And there were, I believe, 6 or 7 of them that appeared that we both had. Can you name at least 3 of the things that were listed under other names for ...
Was Santa Claus a different time we did a Google search?
Nope. Ding, ding, ding. Santa Claus is one.
Oh.
I want to say God was in there, maybe?
Ding, 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 2.
Oh, man. Shandy, you're on a roll. Bring us home.
God, Santa Claus. I'm gonna say something about grandparents, but no, I'm probably seriously? Grandpa? Grandma?
Grandmother? Grandma, ding ding ding, number 3.
Grandpa. That's like an interesting addition.
So other names for grandma is actually the first one that, because while trying to come up with this question, I redid the search other names for, and grandma was number one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So the other three were Jesus, Lucifer, and formaldehyde.
Oh.
It's very God heavy, and then formaldehyde.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Cool.
Next one is I can see tomorrow from my house, which is something that both of you put down from March 19th, 2021. So open answer for this one. What is this episode title based on, and what did the listeners think that it was based on? There was a little bit of a, they saw the title and thought it was based on one thing, and it came.
I remember.
Yeah. Ro got all heartfelt and really brought us to church and thinking that, like, I can see tomorrow from my house. We were all starting to get vaccinated and we were going to return to whatever this new dawn, new day was going to be.
Yep. That's part two of the question. Ding, ding,
right.
Ding.
Yes. And but that's actually, that's
a little darker.
I can see tomorrow from my house.
So I actually listened to the episode and pulled out the exact quote, but continue.
Oh, shit. No, because I remember just like you were saying, Amanda, Rose's reaction, which was then her feedback about that was then on the next episode.
Yes.
So really, what I like is the content of the next episode, but the title is now forever combined in my mind with Ro.
You can get half a point, though, if you want.
Okay. Because, what we actually talked about is a little bit harder. I thought so. It wasn't about the coronavirus. Probably wasn't about the elections.
It was based on an Ask Reddit that we did.
Yeah, I think it was like not that it was dumb. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't as like profound as.
No,
it was a silly, like low hanging fruit.
It was not profound at all. It was 100%
joke. Yeah.
A Sarah Palin reference, but we had done fun geography facts. And the fact was.
Oh, wasn't it something about like the international dateline?
Yes! Right?
Oh!
Yes! Yeah. So, yes, ding, 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 ding. The quote was, thanks to the international dateline, even though Russia and the United States are only 4 kilometers apart geographically, there's a 21-hour time difference between them. And then Amanda follows up with a story about her grandfather or great-grandfather.
My grandfather, when he was during World War II.
Exactly. Yep.
Still don't know what the actual term is, but as a sailor, when you would cross the international dateline, you could like call yourself something, and I can't remember what it is. But yeah,
kind of like a time traveler, or tired person.
Yeah,
All right, and then the last question is, and I did have Rose help on this to refresh me. This last one is 5 years with hers, and this was one that Shandy and I both had down. It's from June 18th. Spoiler alert. And
see if we can remember.
Yes.
probably can't.
All right. So, based on discussion that we had in the episode, according to Ro, what is an example of a homophone?
Oh, fuck.
No, okay. Still don't really understand the difference between homophone, homonym.
Well, here we go.
Wait.
You don't have to. I'm giving you choices, and I will explain each one.
No, but can I wait? Can I think through?
Think through
the meaning of homophone so that I can figure out what it is.
Multiple choice, then you don't have to get the multiple choice. But I have a multiple choice prepared with the definition of each one: homophone, homograph, and homonym.
Yeah, I'm going to want that. I'll let Sandy do it, but I'm going to want that.
Homograph should be that they're spelled the same. That would be the graph, right?
Spelled the same, but pronounced differently.
Okay. Homophone is about the phonetics, so they should be pronounced the same.
But spelled differently?
Yes.
But maybe spelled differently. And then what was the other?
Homonym.
Homonym.
A homonym is the same name, but different things?
Yes.
Yeah, same name, same spelling, but different thing.
Yay!
Oh, see, I did know it!
Just got to break down the word.
These are the ones that we, come up with during the show. Row, we had there, and there. Book, book, and wind, wind.
Ah, yes. Okay. So homophone is they're pronounced the same. Yes. So that would be there, there, and there.
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
Woohoo! Yay! Congratulations. Homonym was Book Book, and Wind Wine was a homograph. So,
awesome.
Yay, you guys did great.
I actually had never heard of homograph before. I feel cheated out of my public school English classes. Yeah, we never learned that. That was a brand new word. I thought you had made it up until everyone was like talking. I was like, okay, well, this is not a joke. This is clearly a thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember learning that either.
Yeah.
Homophones, yes.
Yeah.
Homograph, no. Yeah.
I feel like I learned them all at some point. I don't know if it was all the same, but there we are. You learned them now. Yay.
Your homonym, yeah. Yay. Yay. Better late than never.
Going back to the last question, Dennis says that, according to Google, sailors who cross the line are inducted into the domain of the Golden Dragon. When a ship traveling west crosses the 180th meridian, it enters the dragon's domain and will remain there throughout its time in the West Pacific.
Huh.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool. I don't think that's the term my grandfather used, but... that is very cool.
I want to go to the Dragon's Domain.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yes.
So, anyway, do you real quick want to give the names that you just list them off real quick? Because we're kind of running long. And then we'll take a quick break. And then we will do feedback and go. Do you
Sounds
have your
good.
List up still?
I've got it up.
Huh. I do too.
All right.
So, yeah, in reverse order, I had Gas is the New Toilet Paper. I Can See Tomorrow from My House. Oh, should I give the episode number as well?
That's fine.
Okay. Club Uterus. Really, these are all ones that just like tickled me. I just thought they were funny. Nacho and Chill. Seasonal Delight. Because again, I thought it was our Christmas episode. It was not. But something about Seasonal Delight just makes me smile. Charcuterie in the Street. Lunchable in the Bed. Homegrown Candy Corn. Broad Topics, Episode 5, The Cusable, Yard Signs, and Retiring to Panama. I just think Cusable is an amazing pun.
I think it was Allison who came up with that.
It is so good. I love it so much. I think it's so clever. Socially Distant Snuggles. Again, it just makes me smile. And If It Quacks Like a Feminist. And then I had three sentimental favorites. Not so much the episode title themselves, but more the episodes themselves. And that is Introducing Eden, obviously, Amanda's Baby Shower, obviously, just because it was the sweetest thing of my life. And I am still so humbled by it. Roar.
Yay.
Yeah. So those were mine.
Shandy, nice. Do you want to go next?
Sure. So my top five in no particular order. Well, actually, there is an order. It's just in chronological order, not in necessarily how much I like them order. Of the top five, Here Comes Jason's D, Roar, Licky Stickies and Bodie Floaties, March Interrupted, and I Can See Tomorrow from My House. And then again, 10 honorable mentions, Almost a Full Hand, If It Quacks Like a Feminist, A Medium Rare, Charcuterie in the Street, Lunchable in Bed, A Woody for Christmas.
I love that.
I apologize for this. No. Other Names for Larry Come Poop, You Heard It Here Last, A Damn Grand Hand, and 5 Years with Hers.
Solid.
Do you remember what they heard here last?
I don't, but I think it's just so funny.
So that was the episode that we talked about the Frances McDormand movie.
Oh. Because we're like late to the party on that?
Nope. Because in the middle of it, the news about Matt Gaetz being an actual fucking pedophile broke. And we just couldn't. I was like, oh my God, I need to not talk about this right now because it's going to be such old news in 2 weeks when this airs. But you heard it here last because I can't.
Right.
Stop.
Right. Like, right.
Yeah.
Right. Because we were recording early.
Right. Because we recorded early.
And yep. You know what? 2 months later, he still doesn't have a Scarlet Cusable. So. Not sure what's going on there. I think the Q Army missed out. No. And then real quick, my top 11 were Here Comes Jason's D. It was so tickled that I had never known that. Feminism is WAP. The Glorious RBG. Homegrown American Candy Corn. Roar. Charcuterie. This next one is one I was so tickled that I was so clever to start the episode with this. Ho, 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 holiday movies. Ho, ho, holiday movies. That was it. Woody for Christmas, Licky Stickies and Bloody Floaties, Other Names for Larry Comb Poop, Fuck the Giving Tree, because I maintain that. Fuck the Giving Tree.
Yeah.
Terrible book. and 5 years with hers.
Nice.
Nice. Right.
The best.
Thank you guys for plugging. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We don't have that much feedback, and we will call it a day. All right, here we go. All right, we are back, and as mentioned before, we were live with the patrons, so we actually just had a lovely little TV discussion with those of us here live. I finished Hacks, which is awesome. Judy agreed with me. Ro is starting Hacks. Dennis watched Good on Paper. Amanda finished Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
It was great.
You can tell we've already had this conversation because it's now just been edited down to, it was great.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it.
Matt finished Lupin the other night. Fun French Netflix show.
You know, I started Lupin and I haven't been able to finish it. I just kind of like tapered off. I love the actor who's in it, but I haven't finished it. So maybe I need to get back to it, or I don't know. But Matt, if you want some other good French shows on Netflix, you should watch Family Business and 10%. Or no, it's called Call My Agent in English.
Oh, so
I've seen Call My Agent. I get it's one of the ones that pops up in the like things you should watch all the time.
So here's the thing. It's a funny show. Like, it's good. And it takes place in Paris and stuff. And the premise is that it's like all these agents that like represent stars, whatever you call that, a talent agency. Okay. So it's like follows them. It's like their workplace drama. But all of the stars that they represent actually like come on the show and play themselves. So if you're into, you know, actors.
What show was it? Was it the Gary? Well, no, it was like the Gary Sandling show. But wasn't there another show also where they played themselves and like Daniel Radcliffe went on it and
like extras? What's his face?
Maybe it was extras with Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Nice.
And to answer Matt, the Miracle of Birth song, I thought it was funny. I agreed with parts of it, but not all of it. It was, you know, for comedy.
They're making an English version of which show? The French one you were just talking about?
Call
My Agent?
Because it gave no indication that it was a foreign language show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
it shouldn't necessarily be like put in a category by itself, because like anywhere else in the world, like it's all just mixed up. Like,
well, I guess because it was an English title, assume that if the title is in English, the series is in.
Yeah, but usually they change it into English anyway.
Because I think it's the only foreign language show I really watch is Borgen, and so it keeps the same name. So,
right.
That's my only frame of reference.
So Judy said it was Call My Agent.
They're making one in English. This is so typical though. Like there are so many movies that we think of as American that are actually just remakes of French movies or other movies. But it's like, really, we can't just like read subtitles.
Also most TV shows, like most American TV shows are based off of something somewhere else.
Right.
You know, you think of like Ugly Betty, you think of Jane the Virgin, you think of, oh my God, there's The Office, Broadchurch. They made an American version that lasted like 2 episodes.
That's right.
Before people were like, this sucks.
So
yeah,
the other one's in English. Why are we making an American version?
Dennis said, after years of putting her career first, a stand-up comic meets a guy who seems perfect, smart, nice, successful, and possibly too good to be true. It has Eliza Schlesinger, Margaret Cho, Ryan Hansen, who's Dick Casablanca in Veronica Mars, and that's good on paper. Eliza Schlesinger is the one that is the elder millennial.
Yeah.
Which I watched in my conference room at work a few years ago.
It was a stand-up special, I thought. Yeah. I related to it.
Yeah. So, okay. Getting into some feedback. Let's start with the feedback. John said, Coco was a fabulous movie. Totally agree. It truly was.
Someday I will watch it.
Yeah, it's got to be on Disney Plus now. But you don't have Disney Plus, but you will.
No,
have
I do.
Oh, you do.
I do. Totally, I use my parents. It. My parents' login.
Okay, it's so wonderful. It's truly is. It, you would love it. I think your parents would love it. It's a great movie. Matt said, Sex Education returns on September 17th. Yeah!
Yay!
Right. Oh, that's so good.
I'm so excited for Sex Education.
So good.
Handmaid's Tale is done with its fourth season, and his quick review is not terrible, which I actually had written down to talk about. We need to watch. Now I think Handmaid's Tale is just about done, so we need to watch it.
It is done. I've only watched one episode since I went on vacation, so I'm like super behind.
Yeah, I've only done like two or three because I feel like if I watch it too far ahead of when we're going to talk about it, I won't remember. So fair. I'm trying to like time my viewing experience for when we're going to talk about it.
We should figure out when we're going to talk about it. I know Shandy is on vacation at the end of this month.
And so by this month, you mean July because June is basically over.
Yeah, I meant as this episode comes out. That's what I totally meant.
Oh, good point. Again, I'm on maternity leave. My concept of days and is just non-existent. You're lucky that I know it's Tuesday.
So let's figure out, though. I just threw my pen. Let's figure out when we're going to do that and do our Handmaid's Tale centric episode because, yeah, it's always somewhat, it's not the most enjoyable experience to watch Handmaid's Tale, but I always have a great time talking about it.
Right. It's heavy. It's heavy. Yeah. It's meant to be.
So
definitely. And I'm watching it with Frank, so I need to we need to get back to that.
Yeah.
Oh, good man.
Because I can't
Daniel tapped out after season one. He's like, I cannot
see. Really? So did Jay.
He was really? Like, I just heavy. Too heavy for him.
Yeah.
It's not that he didn't appreciate what it was trying to do. It just felt a little too
don't forget season two was really tough. So
season two was really tough. Yeah,
Jay also bowed after one. He was like, I'm good. So but yeah, let me know. Let's figure this out off air. We'll announce it next week. I would say to everybody, watch it because we're gonna talk about it. And we'll announce a date next week when we're gonna record it. So yeah, let's figure that out. Matt's in the chat. I also watched Bo Burnham's Inside this weekend, which was really good. A really raw look of him putting together a special in lockdown. Brian, our favorite DP specialist, actually had texted me last week to say that he thinks that I should watch that too because it is really good. So I have added that to the list after Girls 5 Eva to check that out. So, yeah.
Nice. I like his stuff.
I've never heard of him before.
He is the love interest in White Girl Movie.
Oh, I like him.
He also wrote and directed Eighth Grade. That movie that came out a couple years ago.
Yep.
Okay. That was him.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the list now. After Brian brought it to my attention and now Matt backs it up, I keep hearing about it. So I will make sure I will go out. We'll watch it. I don't know this weekend cause I'm going to be in New York, but sometime within the next episode ish, I will have it watched. And Matt continues in the facey back while Colleen isn't caught up with Girls 5 Eva yet. I think you'll appreciate the fact in case you missed it, that I recently found out that Sarah Bareilles is dating Kate Winslet's character's friend's husband on Mayor of Easttown.
It's like how many degrees of separation?
How does Kevin Bacon factor into all that? It's like they're getting very far
somewhere. I know who you mean, the character that you mean, though, and interesting, I didn't realize that. So cool. I know the actor you mean, and because you guys haven't watched Mayor of Easttown, I won't say anything else.
Nope.
Easttown. And Matt said the guy from White Girl Movie who is dating the director of Hustlers. Did I see Hustlers?
Hustlers was Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, thank you. So the guy from White Girl Movie, which guy?
The pediatrician, the guy the love interest.
Oh, Bo Burnham, the guy that we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Bo Burnham.
Okay, Burnham. Cool. All right, we're all on the same page. Cool.
Yep, there we are.
Got there.
Hello, all right. Same page.
And then in regards to what we were talking about last week with technology that was obsolete, Matt said another thing is generations of video game consoles, or to recall one specific piece of video game tech, the Game Genie, which would allow you to import cheat codes to alter a game however you'd like. Now those kinds of things are a Google search away. I vaguely remember the Game Genie, actually. I remember there was a site, maybe that was it, that gave you like the cheat codes for certain things. Like if you were playing The Sims and you can get like the unlimited money, or if you're playing like, I don't know, that racing car game that I can't remember that I really liked that my cousin
Mario Kart?
Nope. I'll remember it. I'll shout it out. I always do. But it had. It was, you know, one of those racing game thingies, but like you beat each other up, you fired missiles at each other, whatever. No. Anyway, there was an ice cream truck in it.
What?
It had several iterations. I feel like IDKFA might have been a cheat. Maybe that was the cheat for The Sims. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Okay, cool. Thanks, Matt. Now it's time for the Matt's What She Said.
Hooray.
Yeah, save myself a whole bunch of, like, umming that I'm going to edit out.
Ah, there it goes. Much better.
The middle seat gives you more flexibility with that.
There's a whole bunch of people in it.
We did it around this time.
Mine doesn't do that. It just beeps at you.
There's a guy jackhammering at the end of the street. He's in that wanky banky.
With a king size bed, you can totally make that work.
I did sleep with two children in a king size bed this past week.
Nice. I'm a little embarrassed, but it would have stuck there the whole show.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
There's you. You're on.
I was like, why isn't Shandy talking?
It's your line.
They do it every weekend.
We can do that if we have time.
Everyone needs their special this or that in the morning.
Oh, fuck.
It's you again. Back to you.
Look how fast I am at this. Apparently not. I'm so sorry.
Receiving, you were not charged for.
She got one when it came out.
You got a switch over.
We give ourselves that cushion.
Oh, that's nice.
Fantastic. Sometimes your knees hurt. You need the cushion. I'm old enough where I solidly can't sleep without a blanket or a pillow or something in between my knees, or it just
second moves. That.
It's bad. Like, I've literally just taken, like, a piece of sheet just to have something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel has taken to doing that this week. I will wake up and I'm like, what is this? Or, like, I'll come back to bed after feeding the baby. And I'm like, why is there a pillow here? He's like, I have it between my legs. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
The struggle is real.
It's always been there.
It's real. It's real, I tell you. If I don't have something that I can find, I contort my body into like all sorts of ways just to avoid that knee pressure.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all sorts of weird, I know.
No, maybe I'm the weird one. I'm the one that doesn't do it. So maybe I'm the weird one.
You're the one that's in alignment.
No. No, I'm just, you know, my postpartum body is readjusting.
Other things going on.
Yeah.
Right now, you're just trying to, like, lay to avoid, like, boob hurting.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm always a side sleeper. So, thankfully, the transition has been easier for me because naturally sleep on my side anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I alternate side and stomach. Sometimes if I'm on my
stomach.
Side, yeah. If I'm on my side.
I used to be a stomach sleeper.
When I was young, I was a stomach sleeper. I cannot sleep on my stomach.
Yeah, pregnancy cured me of it. I don't feel the need to lie on my stomach anymore.
Just like turning 25 cured me of it. I haven't been able to sleep on my stomach for a long time.
If I do the side, I have to have the pillow or whatever. If I don't have something that's properly comfortable, then that is when I get on my stomach and I contort my legs and everything to just be all sorts. It's, yeah.
Wait, how do you contort your legs if you're on your stomach?
I lay funky sides with like them, like one's like this way, the other one's like another way. It's just whatever. I find the position that takes the most pressure off of my knees and hips as possible.
Yeah, it's like, what crazy yoga moves are you doing?
Something in my sleep.
You know, the like thing where you're like pulling yourself into a circle.
One day Jay was like, he was like, why are you here and here? And I was like, because it's comfortable. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. I'm not touching you. It's fine. All right. But our emails. We've got an email from Andy. And if anybody would like to give us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com.
All right. So Andy writes in, this sweltering week in Andy's work life. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rods. Well, hopefully you're all staying cool and hydrated in this awful heat that seems to have engulfed a lot of the country this week. It appears my area may only have one extra day of this before we get a break. So at least there's that. I didn't think that Colleen's guess could be a possible explanation, but it would make sense for why they're giving him a longer leash. I've had coworkers have transportation issues that they had to work around. Maybe I'll find out that what his are, or maybe I won't. Regardless, in my experience working with him, I've never gotten the impression that he didn't care, so I should trust that there's a reason she's giving him a break. Unfortunately, that's about it on my end. No news with dating or anything, but maybe that'll change in the coming weeks as we continue to adjust to the new status quo. Stay cool, everyone. Hashtag too hot to be with hers, Andy.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
Thanks. Definitely. And yeah, I hope y'all are keeping cool. I was looking at, because Amanda, earlier when you said you were looking at the weather app, and I looked at mine also, and it's 61 in Monterey and feels like 60. But that's just kind of how we usually roll. But I'm seeing it's been kind of hot though, and then once you go a little bit inland it's really hot, but my friends in Seattle, man, that's next level crazy and scary.
Yeah. Daniel's best friend lives up there.
Yes. Oh my
god. And the rest of the entire country, basically.
Yeah, but like up there, they're just not equipped for it. Like they don't have air conditioners.
They're not supposed to have you like
right,
that.
Right. At least like here, you know, it's not supposed to be this hot this early in the season, but like it eventually gets this hot. So like we were prepared.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. To be in Seattle right now, I can't even.
Well, Jay's dad lives in you know, Ferndale or something, Washington State. He's up in the Canadian border, and he's been texting us all week the screen caps of the weather, and you know we're like, oh yeah, that's pretty fucking hot. We say as we're swimming in the ocean in Florida. Yeah,
sucks for you. Must be terrible.
He was like, splash, tell me about splash. That Dyson fan that you have. We need to get an air conditioning a unit.
Does it oscillate?
Yeah. thinking of, you know, Will and all of our friends that are up there that are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying cool.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you to the patrons that were here tonight. We really appreciate it. It was good to see everybody.
Indeed.
Yay. Thanks for playing along with the game.
Oh my god, that game was so fun. Can we do that every season?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
I had a freaking blast putting that together.
And I would love to do it again. Okay, it was so fun.
Next time, I'll have to remember to do it for the birthday party or the episode one of the season.
Write it down in that magical notebook of yours.
I will. Don't worry. I've got it written down already. Yeah, that was super fun. So we just have to make sure that we continue to have fun episode titles, like Booty Tooties and Winky Bankies.
Somehow, I don't think that will be a problem for us.
Never miss a Tuesday.
Never miss a Tuesday.
Matt said, speaking of seeing each other, 101 days until the Raleigh meetup.
Yay!
I am so excited for that. I miss everybody.
It's going to be pretty great. And when this episode comes out, we'll be in the double digits instead of the triple on that countdown.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll be at, what, 98 days?
199, 90, yes. Yes.
Woohoo! Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you guys, though. We appreciate it. If you like me on Patreon and listen to some of the episodes live, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the page. I think within the next couple of weeks, we're due for another Patrons bonus episode. So be on the lookout for that. We'll let you know when our Handmaid's Tale episode is. It's going to be within the next few weeks. We are trying to aim to do our live brunch on Saturday, July 10th.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Is there a
comment? No, we're good. No. Thank you for the reminder.
You are welcome.
It's on my calendar this. Well, it was on my calendar last time too, but okay. it's really there this time.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, my children. I'm trying to ensure that they are home on the 9th versus me having to go pick them up on the 9th or the 10th. The 10th would be, you know, the not ideal situation because, you know, I can't brunch while I'm driving.
It's true.
So we'll see. But yeah. So anyway, hopefully you can join us on the live brunch. We'll do that over Zoom, same Zoom link on July 10th, knock on wood, at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Pacific Time. I think that's about it. Thank you again for listening. If you have feedback, we love feedback. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a call, 331-276-2373. All right, that's great. That's all she wrote. On that note, everybody, thank you again for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.